On the death of my mother, Dr. Roylott abandoned his attempts to work in London as a doctor and took us to live with him in his old ancestral house at Stoke Moran. The money which my mother had left was enough for all our wants, and there seemed no obstacle to our happiness. But a terrible change came over our stepfather about this time. Instead of making friends and exchanging visits with our neighbours, who had at first been overjoyed to see a Roylott back in the old family seat at Stoke Moran, he shut himself up in his house and seldom came out except to indulge in furious quarrels with whomever he might meet.